Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Their life was like a movie, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey,
it's
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Their life was like a movie.
Organize
everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially if it's jelly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Bungie Bobby packing Tukey. Sitting by the door so you can say I'm acting spooky. Just like in the movie, son, you better pack your tuli. Niggas switch, be acting fruity, you'll be cracking like they pooky. Rather smoke a doobie then be burning and eluding. Bang bang, pig shooting. We should blame Rudy Julie. Yanny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system, you a gangster wearing panties. RBG, my family from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me, Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system, we say fuck them. This is for Nahanda, mama see mama Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier, cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. I'm reporting in the duty.
Sticky icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVito, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey Donald Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch nigga like the cooties.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we can do this like we fam. I go to war like the Apache for whatever. I stay ready, I learned that in Tallahassee. Baba Toon, they used to school me as a juvie, skipping classes. Never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army, they don't always show their badges. Keep your family living healthy, teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical approach is designed to get certain.
Yeah, it's for my brother, Tony Tut, Dad Prez. Fuck the police.
You couldn't never understand how my mind ticks. I'm on some old school crime shit, where niggas hold tools to keep the dimes lit. Ain't no rules when these iron shots is thrown. Done this heat burn through your flesh, straight to the bones. I reach for the food assessment zone. I probably have a future of stress, stay depressed and be alone. But as far as the present time is on, I represent mine till I return to the essence and I'm dead and gone. Nobody wanna be broke, and you leave or put me on the corner. Watch me catch a quick case of cream fever. If you be popping shit, my niggas won't believe you. Probably punch in your face and take your wallet when we see ya. We're trying to get deeper. I'm running with a click that's being hunted by the Grim Reaper. To all my niggas in the man, people, let your situation be a teacher. Ain't nothing like an education. When I was locked down, I learned about patience and dedication. And not to say shit unless you need a motherfucking facelift. And as a youth, I was an outcast. Running around with Pelagons, playing war. But now it's all about cash. So say no more. I keep it raw, keep it down. I go to hell with a slug in my jaw before I obey their law. and love it ain't no secret. My previous lifestyle, juvenile delinquent, devious night prowl was frequent. Creeping, reach for your shit, don't even think it. Nigga, get slick and try to cock it. Unless you want your face shot, drop it. Crime rule the world and ain't a Jake that can stop it. I'm caught up in a mix of shit. And I ain't trying to hear shit, dumb, my crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol, if I have to in my mind. It's all about cash in the fistfuls. I'm caught up in the mix of shit, and I ain't trying to hear shit. Dumb, my crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol, if I have to in my mind. It's all about cash in the fistfuls.
Fuck the police. Yeah, fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. On my no meat eating, vegetarian, revolutionary, people army. Yeah. I hold the weed too long when I be thinking about my mom and all the things gone wrong in the past and what we do for this cold hard cash. Nowadays it seems like we age fast and dog years like 7 to 1. Though I was born back in 72, I'm still young. When I speak, done, I'm speaking for millions of children and taxpayers, black kids who never said they prayers, blaming on the governors and mayors cause they pimps and players with the tracks on their arms as old as I am. Watch what you be doing cause they see you through the sky cam. Power means the man who controls the land. He hold the key to selling drug paraphernalia and contraband or something like pushing narcotics, cigarettes and tar products. Some people say you can't trust an addict, but I believe that life is a habit. And that's why we teaching our seeds how to load an automatic. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me and makes sure the Jakes respect me. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me and makes sure the Jakes respect me. People army,
yeah.
Fuck the police, fuck the police, yeah. Tone touch,
police.
Put the whole bag in the Dutch. It's never too much, it's never too much.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? I'm from the city where they coin the tire pit. Never fuck with they dirty ass ever since I was a kid. Seen him in my community searching, looking for truancy, probing and asking questions. Just so we keep it mutiny. Excuse me, but I'm under arrest for being detained. What did I catch? You don't need to know my motherfucking name. You better put the fist to you, I don't even exist. And it might not be your best choice to put your hand on my wrist, cause in my neck of the woods it's already understood. And don't nobody want your dirty ass patrol around the hood. You can bet your bottom dollar, snap your ass up by the collar. Let these motherfucking choppers stop your ass for something proper. While you deep in the cul-de-sac, we dwell in the monster drama. Bitch floating around the hood, this man know a helicopter. We fed up and feeling violent like how it's supposed. Ignited with the power to do away with all the sick and the righteous. Let's go. Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh?
We fuck the peers and everybody fuck with them. If you're scared of the peers, then you ain't a real hitter. I'm a field nigga. Are you a house nigga? The type to let the peck of wood rape your spouse nigga? That's out nigga. Cause everywhere I go, everybody knows fuck the po-po. Fuck 5-0. These pigs could die slow. Let's grab the rifle and get ready for war. We got tires on fire in the middle of the street. Booby traps and buffers, our jungle is concrete. We mob beats like the niggas in Queens. If you tired of police, you need to get with the team. BRLP, known to bang on the beats. They say we extreme, cause we move like a machine. But we never mechanical, we supernatural, magical, galactical panthers getting active.
Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh?
Killing you, your family, and everybody else on the block. You know what I'm saying? Kill that. smoked and killed by these pigs every single day. Driving while I'm black, walking while I'm black, breathing while I'm black. They gun them down in the street.
Fresh boots for the new recruits. I raise an arm and a salute as I address the troops. They say black riders is extreme, that's how we gotta move. I tell the truth, we've been betrayed, so now we sucker proof. Niggas hating cause we do it like no other do. They throwing shade, we still shining like the month of June. Let these suckers speculate while we keep making moves. We pace across the nation, got power states. Our number twos bring terror to the state, cause we propagating in the booth. Asthmatic with the flow and spreading like the flu. We military campaign on the track. Most of the niggas in the game seeking fame and they rap. Guess the grain breaks psychological chains with these facts. They can move on these haters, launch a counterattack. Learn the lessons from the past, so we sticking with the jab. Keep these suckers at a distance while we execute the task.
We must pick up the gun and aim it in the right direction. For far too long, we as black people have been tricked, bamboozled, and manipulated by the evil racist demons who run this country, who run the United States of America. These demons have caused massacres and mass amount of slavery. Back in the days on the plantation, the most rebellious leader will be drugged in front of the plantation. All the slaves will be brought out the hut. We as black people have been bust upside the head, drugged from Africa, and forced in chains to pick cotton for these bust-ass demons. It's time for us to get together and unite.
This rap is revolutionary African propaganda scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. Real youth, we're the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We're ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us, it's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated for rebellion activity in order to instill fear into our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together to represent black power every hour. We represent the Black Riders, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and Jake Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine, had Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community. They smuggled these things into the black community to confuse us, to trick us, and to banging on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious. We recreated the Black Panther Party because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic, you gonna hear today, Comrade, Minister of Public Relations, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scott, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth, busting you aside your head and breaking falsehood open.
Question is, now, you see, the way you talk have frightened quite a lot of people.
Okay.
All right, according to what they've been saying and what I know. And I want to know that, are you going to, not necessarily be meek and humble and all that, but are you going to minimize your way of approach? Because not everybody's a revolutionary. Or they have not been trained to be that, and the fear is keeping people away from coming together as they should. Now, what can you do about that?
There's nothing I can do about that, because it's my firm belief that somebody has to be that. Everybody can't be mealy-mouthed. Everybody can't be compromising. Everybody can't tiptoe through the tulips. Everybody can't play politics. Everybody can't, if I haven't said it, compromise. Somebody has to be strong. I wouldn't have to be as strong as I am if I saw some others being strong like that. I could tone down, but I'm feeling such desperation to get the message out. to try to plant the seed in those who are strong enough that the walls of their hearts, the walls of the uterus of their mind, metaphorically speaking, can hold that revolutionary life and not abort it. So I'm not looking for great crowds. Most of the great crowd, you can get a great crowd where a million will show up if you're compromising on the principle. If you're telling them, as I heard some rappers and some musicians say, I'm going to the Million Family March, they said. I went to the Million Man March, and I did too. And they said, I'm going to the Million Family March because this time it's for everybody. So they were happy that white folks were being included. I said, I'll never have anything where the white man is included. All that matters is not at the Slave Theater right now. Because Alton Maddox says that what I'm doing is for the African. What I'm doing is for the black man and black woman. No white folks, they came to the door, they tried to get in, they criticized him for having me there, everything. They tried to take him to court, and the old Negro judge out there that owned the Slave Theater ended up putting Attorney Maddox out because he wouldn't let white folks in. There must be some place where white folks can come. Now, white folks, we can't keep them out of here. This is Harriet Tubman. This is school. If they came in here, if they can sit under the fire that I'll put on their behind, they're welcome. Yeah, but when they come, I ain't changing nothing for them. If anything, it's going to get hotter and harder because I got examples to point to sitting in the audience. And I've many times tuned right in on them. Sitting right in the audience. Look at that old ugly beast sitting there. Look at the way he's squirming. White folks, I say, should never be able to come into a black revolutionary meeting and be comfortable. And be comfortable. They shouldn't be comfortable. They should be uncomfortable. So I'm that one. It closes doors in my face. It cuts back on money that could go in my pocket. It drives some women away from me. I've had sisters I was trying to talk to, and they were really, I mean, I thought it was really, you know, something. We're talking, and the sisters, some of you know, one of the sisters is a singer in this city, a singer. That's all I didn't say, an actor, I said a singer. And I thought we were going out, this is some few years back. I was all excited. I heard the girl sing. I thought we were going out, and as soon as we about to make to go out, she honestly, as God is my witness, said to me, I found out who you are, really. She said, I can't go out with you. She said, I'm not lying. She said, I might get killed if I go out with you. Do you want me to die with you? This is the truth. So, I mean, all of that is a part of it. I've been to Mecca 7 times. So you ain't got to wait for me to come back and tell you that I had no change of heart because some crackers over there. I've already been 7 times, and I'm harder on them every time I come back because I found racism in Mecca. So I ain't coming back telling you that I'm changed because of some crackers I saw in Mecca. I ain't going to change because of no communist cracker, no socialist cracker, nor a soda cracker. Or a Nabisco cracker. No cracker is going to change me. So, brother, if they stay away from me, they stay away. If the black nationalists, if the pan-Africanists, if these other radical organizations, for certain reasons, pull back from me and I look up and they ain't with me no more, I don't give a damn. I love them still, but I keep on pushing because somebody has to hold the line. And I'm going to hold the line. Back against the wall on the 1-inch line, I'm holding the line. Go down's down, and I'm still holding the line. You ain't going in, cracker. You're not going in. Somebody has to do that. I'm comfortable uncompromising. I understand I'm not going to be invited to this or that or the other. Somebody has to do it. And your children and your children's children will build on the legacy of us, the uncompromising legacy that I need. Watch us. And some of them will condemn you for being around and being such damn cowards. Your own children will condemn you. You were with him? What did he say wrong? Well, it was the manner in which he said. There's no manner to fight an enemy like this.
Come on. That's right.
You fight it with everything you got. Malcolm said, you want to know when your enemy will understand that you want to be free? I'm paraphrasing him. He said, your enemy will understand that you want to be free when your enemy knows that you're willing to do anything to be free. Anything to be free. God damn it, you won't even talk to be free. You want to dress it up. He's too rough. God damn it, the times are rough. The cracker is rough. Everything is rough. But you just weep with all your Africa on. It ain't no Africa no goddamn way in your heart. Malcolm said that. He said some of you, he said you left your mind in Africa. You dressed up, Negro. I don't mean all of you. But most of us, many of us, are just dressed up Negro. We just dressed up in our Africa. I've seen some dreadlock Negroes stay high all the time. Couldn't plan no kind of revolution. Can't even revolve out of the room. Can't even revolve out of the bed. Blunts and spliffs this goddamn bed. And white women.
Yeah.
And white women. In the name of cultural diversity and multiculturalism, and I'm not a racist. Give me a black woman or get the hell out of my way.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to the International Monthly Recruiting Drive for the Black Riders Liberation Party, broadcasting live the last Sunday of every month, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Duty Knowledge Radio. Our host and founder, our brother, our warrior comrade, my mentor, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz. This is your brother, Nalas Moran Allah, standing in for the host. And it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the sermon and present to others our five-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Party, General Taco Wolverine Shakur, Black Power.
Black power, black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir. Hear you loud and clear, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power. Black power, all power to the people. We represent Black Rider, the new generation, Black Panther Party, for self-defense. We take this stand. We ride for absolute liberation and salvation for the black nation, because we understand through study and struggle, fierce battle, that our people for over 400 years have been suffering at the hands of racist white America. We have been suffering since we were kidnapped from Africa, drugged here on the Middle Passage on the Raffi slave ships, forced into chattel slavery, robbed of our culture, robbed of our name, robbed of our language, robbed of the very essence of our being by the evil, racist, white capitalist dogs that run this racist society. Must move as a people for total liberation, African independence, and freedom. This racist dog, Donald Trump, Donald Duck, on July 28th, stood in front of hundreds of high-ranking pigs and officials and laughed and mocked the brutal death of Freddie Gray, a black man that was murdered by the pigs in Baltimore, which resulted in a fierce rebellion. Black people stood up strong and began to uprise against the brutal murder of Freddie Gray. And not too long ago, racist Donald Duck laughed and mocked on stage, on a podium, in front of hundreds of high-ranking pigs. He said on the podium to the world that it was okay, that it was cool for pigs everywhere throughout racist America to initiate rough rides. Now, we have to understand that rough rides are basically when the pigs pull a brother over, begin to search him, handcuff him, and throw him in the back of a car, the pig car. And they leave the person in the back seat handcuffed with no seatbelt on. Then they jump in the front of the car, drive off, and they begin to drive crazy in order to slam the body of the individual who handcuffed in the back seat, all against the window, all against the back of the car, brutalizing them by driving crazy with no seatbelt on, while the individual is suffering in the back seat, handcuffed. This is the foul, cruel, and unusual punishment that the pigs unleashed on Freddie Gray, which ultimately broke his neck and murdered him. And they tried to act like it was justifiable homicide, the flimsy, scandalous excuse always used to maim, brutalize, and murder black people who are totally innocent. We as black riders must stand against this scandalous, foul, evil behavior. We must stand strong and push for absolute freedom against this police terrorism. We want an immediate end to police brutality, to police murder of black people. We represent the Black Riders, King Samir, right now, because of the racist, scandalous Trump administration and the rest of the fascist demons have captured him and buried him alive under concrete and steel. He is being held as a political prisoner, being tortured right now for his revolutionary activity. And we must, as a people, free him by any means necessary. Much respect and love goes out to Black Riders Online. Much respect and love goes out to oppressed black people who are listening in. This show was created by Minister of Defense King Samir to help liberate and educate the minds of oppressed black people, the bodies of oppressed black people, to stand up strong, to rise up against brutal racist tyranny. Race soldiers who come into our community killing our people. These root beast police who think they are the judge, the juror, and the executioner. We must understand that when Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale created the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in 1966 out in Oakland, they understood the relationship between the pigs and the people. They understood and taught our people that the pig come down on our people like an occupying army, a bunch of scandalous foreign troops who come down on our people to oppress and colonize at the orders, at the whims of the racist politician, the big businessman. They come down on our community to colonize and oppress us. This is one of the reasons why when Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale began to patrol the pigs openly with arms, they understood that the pigs were the front line of the racist system. They could be easily seen by the brothers and sisters on the block. So they decided to focus on point 7 of the 10-point platform program. They started way down there, point 7, because they understood by going against the race of pigs, by educating our people on the truth of the relationship between the pigs and the people, and how they only exist not to protect and to serve, but patrol and control. And by teaching our people on a mass scale that the demons were the front line of the rest of the racist white capitalist system, that it would educate our people once they went against the pigs to all the other evil facets of white supremacy. George Jackson taught us, who was the field marshal of the original Black Panther Party for self-defense. He taught us that the pigs are put out front by those who own property. They are just mentally inanimate utensils, nothing but tools to be used by the racist politician and the big businessman to take over. And once you deal with the pigs, the police, then they would call in the National Guard. Once you deal with the National Guard, they were frontline of the rest of the military-industrial complex. Capitalism. It is the evil, foul economic system that racist America builds itself on. It is based on exploiting and oppressing our people. We talk about the pigs. We must understand that they come in our community only to destroy us. They never help us. They never do anything good for us. They only come in to colonize and dominate. This is why we created the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. And we created our Watch a Pig program to pick up where the original Black Panthers left off and to continue to fight for revolution and freedom. Next month, I want all the comrades to be on point. Next month is Black August. Black August is extremely important for all revolutionaries to acknowledge, to commemorate. It is the month of resistance and repression. Resistance and repression. Oppression. It was brought about within the prison industrial complex and the prison system after the brutal murder and assassination of George Jackson in 1971 on August 21st, after the brutal assassination of his brother and alter ego, Jonathan Jackson, who martyred out on August 7th, 1970. And after those brutal assassinations out in New York, in the prison industrial complex, in Attica, brothers gathered together in honor of George Jackson and his revolutionary commitment and example. And they stood up against the pig administration. They took over their whole yard in rebellion in honor for General George Jackson, for Jonathan Jackson. And out of these rebellions, a beautiful month came forth out of the prisons called Black August. And it's important because during this month, we honor brutal repression because we must love it and see it as a part of the fight for freedom. But we must honor and love the rebellion of Black August. Also, these two things combined keep us strong. So to commemorate it as opposed to celebrate it. See, we commemorate it because we give honor and reverence to our ancestors. We don't celebrate it because that implies partying and bullshit when the Black community is in a state of emergency, a state of war. It's not to celebrate and party and bullshit, but to get stronger, to be disciplined, to gain more commitment and sacrifice for your people, for the liberation and salvation of the Black nation. During this month, we fast to deny oneself food, to remind yourself of the sacrifices the ancestors paid for you to even exist here today and to breathe here today. It is to teach you self-discipline. It is to teach you self-reflection. This is why we fast during the month of Black August. Let's move on to some of the main points. Point one, drink only water for a suggested prolonged period to get discipline. Two, eat only one meal a day after sunset. Work out an exercise routine for each day. Four, do not use any drugs, mind altering herbs, or alcoholic beverages during the entire month. Five, do not go to any corporate store for anything other than medical or health related items. Six, do not patronize fast food establishments or vendors. Seven, eat healthy, natural, and nutritious foods and meals. Eight, observe Black August through edutainment, study groups, events, and commemoration. It will help us get strong, get powerful as a people. So observe and commemorate the resistance, the repression of Black August. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. I'm going to pass the mic now to our chief of staff, Lala Shakur. She's going to break down some serious points that represent the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Black Power, Black Power. Can y'all hear me out there? Black Power, yes. All power to the people.
Black Power, we hear you, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power, this is National Chief of Staff Lala Shakur calling out of the Red Zone. First and foremost, I want to give a special shout out and salute to the General, General Taco Wolverine Shakur, who just broke down that powerful piece. Also want to say Black Power salute to all of the comrades on the line. Much respect to you, Knowledge Born, for giving us this time on the show. And free our comrade M.O.D. King Samir by any means necessary. Now today, I would like to go into a piece in the mini manual that's vital that we don't get to touch on very often. And it's super, super important. Those of you who have the mini manual should already have read and studied this information, but it's vital to constantly keep abreast and to always remind yourself of the importance of these points. Now, what I would like to get into is a piece that's called, well, two separate pieces. One is called Maximum Cultural Development, Revolutionary Mentality. The other is Survival Cultural Existence, the Reactionary Riot Mentality. Now, the reason why these pieces are so important is because it gives the outline and a breakdown of the different mentalities to be aware of and to not fall victim to yourself, especially being a member of Black Riders, especially being somebody that fights for the liberation of our people. Now, what I would like to do is I would like to go back and forth and read each point off of each section, so we can have a well-rounded understanding and why it's so important to not do these things and to enforce the other. Now, we'll start on the survival cultural existence, reactionary riot mentality. Number one, does not read or study after formal education. Buys few books, reads mainly newspapers, sports pages, or popular novels and magazines. Revolutionary mentality, study oriented, reads, evaluates and debates books, newspapers, magazines, and scholarly journals, accepts the challenge of education. Now, the reason why that's so important is because we have to stay aware of the social conditions politically and economically that's going on within our economic system and our communities, and how it affects the Black community and what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. So if we're not reading, if we're not studying, if we're not educating ourselves on a constant basis, then we're degressing, we're failing, we're not handling our business as revolutionary soldiers. Number two, reactionary mentality. Works 8 hours a day for someone else. Welfare conscious, get it for nothing attitude. Revolutionary mentality. Workers, looks for ways to actively work for self, may hold down a job outside in order to sustain self and family, self-reliant. Now, some of us have to get jobs for the white man. We understand that, especially dealing with our situation as a people across the country. But at the same time, we shouldn't just wait and stop there. We have to constantly find ways to constantly develop and be self-sufficient and do for self in the Black community, especially in the conscious circle that have examples of doing this. But this is something that we enforce ourselves as an organization, primarily through our newspaper sales, also our DVDs, our CDs, and other things like that. It's a means to sustain economically, but at the same time, not rely on the white man. Now, for those who do have to rely on certain jobbing institutions, that doesn't mean you have to just stop there. So we have to always stay abreast to the development of our own abilities to generate income ourselves outside of the white man. Work for self and do for self, which means do for community. Number three, reactionary mentality. Unsystematic and definitely not organized unless it is for someone else. Revolutionary mentality, organized and systematic. Efficient and diligent. Pretty much self-explanatory. Number four, reactionary mentality. Backwardly individualistic. I mean mine mentality. Number four on the revolutionary mentality. Progressively collective. Conscious of others and cooperative. Number five, reactionary mentality. Not family-oriented. Regards mates as property, rates children low, generally single-minded, does not want children or responsibility of home life, revolutionary mentality, family-oriented, regards mates as partner in struggle, loves children, values trust in relationships. Very important point. Number six, reactionary mentality. Not land conscious. Number six, revolutionary mentality. Land conscious realizes that the only thing that nobody is making more of is land. Let's just freeze right there. Most of us already be on Facebook a lot. I want to make sure I give a shout out to the program that we just posted online, which is the Land Development Project. If you have not seen it, please go to our page, see what we're talking about. This is vital to this point that we're just elaborating on. Number seven, reactionary mentality. Actively fights against discipline. That one needs to be reiterated. Number seven, reactionary mentality. Actively fights against discipline. Number seven on the revolutionary mentality. Discipline, strong, unyielding, and energetic. Now, let's just stop right there because that's something that some of us fall victim to at times. We have to constantly struggle against ourselves to maintain a certain level of discipline, particularly when we're handling party activity, when we're carrying out party duties, when we're in the eye and we're doing party activity. Some of us don't always hold to that line. That is something that can happen at any given time of the day. It could be discipline and not just a party example or a party situation. It could be a personal situation. discipline is vital and it's very important. If we don't have discipline, then that'll corrode the organization. It'll break down our cohesiveness as a party, and it'll destroy all of the work we've been doing thus far. Number 8, reactionary mentality. Not serious, majority of the time. Number 8, revolutionary mentality. Serious, practices fair play, order, and punctuality. Honest and dependable. Now, let's just stop right there for a second. There's something that we've been taught by George Jackson, which was vital to elaborate on this point right here. Not serious the majority of the time. He taught us about a concept called whistling past the graveyard, which means that in times of fear, we allow the fear to consume us and we become unreliable in our revolutionary duties as members of a revolutionary formation. Now, some of us don't always fall victim to that mentality, but some of us do. We have to understand that not being serious is a psychological syndrome that we've been forced to adhere to, which is jokester, laughing at a serious situation or trying to make light of a serious situation is not a good thing when you're a revolutionary and you're in this type of situation as a revolutionary soldier. Fascism is not going to allow us to laugh off an attack they give us. Obviously, we got Conrad M.O.D. King Samir sitting in jail right now. So we have to be serious all day, every day, especially in dealing with revolutionary programs, ideals, practices, and just being on point as a member. Number 9, reactionary mentality. Not critical or analytical. Prefers not to think for self, i.e. brain dead. You don't want to use your brain muscle, which is vital as a revolutionary individual and a part of a collective. Number 8, revolutionary mentality. Or number 9, excuse me. Analytical and critical. Number 10, reactionary mentality. Consumer junkie. If it's advertised, he's got it. Cannot distinguish wants from needs. Number 10, revolutionary mentality. Frugal. Buys mainly on needs basis. This is something that is hyperly pushed towards us as a people. Every time we turn around, you turn on the TV, you walk down the street, you even go to the gas station to put gas in your car. They got TVs at the gas station advertising products either in the gas station or somewhere else for you to buy, get this, get that, especially when it comes to the latest technology. That's one of the biggest things that some of our people fall victim to the most. We got to have the latest phone, the latest TV, the latest this, the latest that. And we have to get out of that because that's a capitalist mentality. That's something that we've been forced into because, hell, we never really have shit anyway. So when we get it, we got to spend it quick just so we can get something. 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to be worth it in the long run. Especially as a revolutionary, that's something that has to be taken into consideration. Buy only on a needs basis. Number 11, reactionary mentality. Love social and nightlife, i.e. lives for weekends and love sexual conquest. Number 11, revolutionary mentality. Social life is developmental and involves children. Meaning, most of our people, especially in the younger generation, the early 20s and some 30s, all they want to do is just go to the club on the weekends. Friday, Saturday is the main times that you might see everybody at the liquor store, or you might see people hanging out, trying to have fun. But that's just the mentality that we've been forced into to devalue work, revolution, and discipline, which is vital. Number 12, revolutionary mentality, or reactionary mentality, excuse me. A defeatist has few goals other than acquisition of material artifacts. That goes hand in hand with number 10. Number 12, revolutionary mentality. Creatively aggressive, will dare the impossible if it is possible. And what that means, don't be scared to push to your fullest potential as a revolutionary. That's what we're here for, and that's why it's so important for these points so we can get to our fullest potential as revolutionaries. Revolutionary mentality is something that we have to strive for on a day-to-day basis. It involves discipline. revolutionary mentalities is something that we have to make sure that we strive for on a day-to-day basis. So when we deal with these points, we have to understand that everything is possible within our abilities as long as we stay focused and we stay disciplined as revolutionaries. We have to fight, not just fall victim. Going back to the point, reactionary mentality. Number 13, elders in nursing homes and forget. Number 13, revolutionary mentality. Respect elders. This is something that we put major emphasis on. We ride for the unborn, the living, and the dead. We don't just put our elders in nursing homes and forget about them and allow white people to control them and do what they want with them. Because we know 9 times out of 10, we put them in a nursing home, they end up going to die faster from being forgotten about and malnourished and mistreated by them than whatever they might be going through, ill health or even old age. We have to take that responsibility to take care of our elders, because that is the African cultural thing to do. It's civilized, and that's our connection to our ancestors, because pretty soon the righteous ones, not all, but the righteous ones will become elders, and eventually they will become ancestors that we're going to need help from in the long run. So we have to make sure that we not only take care of them, but we take care of them even in the afterlife. That's vital for us. Number 14, reactionary mentality. Gravitates towards incompetence and mediocrity. Number 14, revolutionary mentality. Dislikes incompetence and mediocrity. So being around somebody like that should infuriate your soul. That should not sit well with you. You should not be able to deal with somebody that is just run-of-the-mill, just every day do the same thing, sit on the corner, woe is me mentality, not trying to strive for anything, not trying to find new ways to develop, to work, to help our people. Those are corrosive mentalities. We must stay away from them. We must make sure that we do not allow that to become us at any given second. Discipline is mandatory. I'm going to keep stressing that. Number 15, reactionary mentality. Involved in black-on-black crime or is apathetic about the issue. Number 15, revolutionary mentality. Fights against black-on-black crime and understands that the root is white-on-black crime. So we have to understand that not only is that one of our main platforms as a black revolutionary organization, particularly Black Riders, we've been actively pushing for into black-on-black violence for the longest as people. But we have to understand that there's some of our people that likes the black-on-black violence, that likes to egg it on and participate in it. It's a psychological psychosis that we have to break within our people. We have to actively fight against this, and by doing that, we have to constantly teach our people the truth of where it really comes from, what is the root. We didn't start black-on-black violence, contrary to what some people would like to push. We did not start it. Back to the point. Number 16, reactionary mentality. Loves any kind of music of the new generation. Number 16, revolutionary mentality. Loves black art, music, and literature. Self-explanatory. Number 17, reactionary mentality. Can give instructions but cannot follow them. Avoids and rejects criticism. We'll say that again. Number 17, reactionary mentality. Can give instructions but cannot follow them. Avoids and rejects criticism. Number 17, revolutionary mentality. Can give and follow instructions. Encourages experimentation and criticism. Now, that is super important, because some of us fall victim to that. Some of us fall victim to the ego. Some of us fall victim to the name or the title that we might acquire doing this work. And we might get comfortable in thinking that we don't have to take orders from nobody, but that is totally untrue. As a revolutionary, we understand that not only do we all take orders from each other at points, especially in a rank-and-file situation, we have to understand that we also take orders from the ancestors, the Most High, as well as history. So we're always taking orders. If you think you can just give an order but you can't take one, that's, you're not fit for a revolutionary in the first place. You shouldn't even be here. 18, reactionary mentality, committed to self-liberation only. Number 18, revolutionary mentality, committed to black liberation, local, national, and international. So that sounds pretty self-explanatory, but I'm going to still give a little breakdown. Now, on the reactionary side, is only committed to self-liberation, meaning they only want for self. They only want what they can get for themselves. They don't care about nobody else. It's all about me, mine, and I. That's that me, mine, and I number four from earlier. We have to understand that that's one of the most corrosive individualistic mentalities that's been forced on our people. We are a collective, and the only way we're going to get free is by pushing collectively. And that doesn't just mean stopping when we get free locally. That means pushing until every form of oppression, slavery, capitalism, imperialism, and fascism, all of it has to be destroyed on the face of the planet and in the galaxy, because these motherfuckers are trying to colonize space. But let's get back to the point. Reactionary mentality.
Pardon me for that, Queen Lala. We got the National Minister of Defense on the line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power.
King, you on, Jake?
Black power. Black power, family. Black motherfucking power. Death to white supremacy. Death to these fascist motherfucking pigs. This is the National Minister of Defense calling live from the belly of the beast. I'm okay. Everything is everything. It is what it is. And I'm humbly honored to come before the family on this beautiful day. But I got to pull the belt off right now. I don't have much time. But I'm damn sure gonna whoop some ass right now. I want to go right into my build that I've prepared for most part of this day. And it's been a hell of a lot going on. And don't think for 1 minute that I'm giving up. Don't think for 1 minute that I've sold out, cow-tiled and bootlicked. Because as I always have said to you, even in my death, the white man is still the devil, will be the devil, and his ass will die the devil. I want to talk about a few things that's very pertinent, weighing heavy on my heart. So I'm just going to go right into it. From the great words of our general, comrade George Jackson. He said, a people's war is not polite or proper. People's war is improvisation and more improvisation. And the realistic day-to-day needs should be the basis of organizing people and making the conscious of revolution. If we accept revolution, we must accept all that implies. That is repression, counterterrorism, days filled with extreme work, nervous strain, prisons, assassinations, COINTELPRO setups, Operation Dirty Tricks, and even down to the unfortunate funerals of our comrades. We, the vanguard, must therefore be best equipped to deal with whatever comes in our path with extreme wisdom and tenacity. So I want to say to you, in my words, that we, the revolutionary force, cannot continue to bow down and kowtow to the Trump regime and the oppressive forces that are against us at this present time. The legacy of our ancestors who have paved the pathway to justice should never go in vain or just mere cowardly fucking talk. Remember this, comrades, for every action there is a reaction, and our action should always be based upon the action of revolutionary suicide, not reactionary suicide. Revolutionary rebellion is the best of rebellions. And George says every crime against the oppressor must be understood as rebellion. We can no longer be pacifists against an aggressive enemy. We must become just as merciless, in fact, even more merciless than our open enemies today. Once he and she understands, he and she, and I know some of you so-called revolutionaries got white bitches in your bed on your arm right now, but even that bitch must understand that this beautiful black face will do anything and everything possible to become liberated. Then and only then will these crackers understand and retreat. So after the clear signs and threats of war on the black race made by Donald Trump and his Hitleristic ideology, we had better get our war faces on. We better stop making weak-ass, cowardly excuses on why we shouldn't be rebellious. It's war on the black man, and we better stop playing with ourselves, mentally masturbating the notion of freedom and independence from a white bastard. We're such a hopeless people when it comes to our oppressor, but we shall see the day when war is right in your face. Our babies are being shot down, being incarcerated, and sent to youth concentration camps, and it's just the beginning of what's to come. We're such a cowardly goddamn people who have been made to look past our own existence and further the legacy of great white America. These weak-ass social media debates, these petty squabbles on what formation is better, whose vanguard is the best, but these petty debates of vanguard elements, family, must come to an immediate end. Comrades are being murdered. We're being imprisoned on bullshit charges, suffering and dying of sickness and diseases. And I want to send my praises, my words of grief and encouragement to my dear brother Hashim Nzinga, who's suffering from cancer at this time. But comrades are being found dead in their homes, depending on white doctors to save our black asses. We must unite before this cracker destroys every one of us. So we must stop the petty squabbles today. In fact, yesterday. We cannot lead our people to victory until we settle any and all beefs or ideological confrontations among us. Unity is our only way to fucking victory, man. Maintaining our revolutionary posture and discipline at all times amongst ourselves is always in effect. Meaning, the general orders, your 12 general orders, your 5 duties of a Panther, the rules and regulations of the Black Riders Liberation Party is always in effect. Our loyalty to one another is of the utmost importance, but betrayal is at an all-time high. Treason is at an all-time high for little or nothing to gain. Lovers are betraying each other. Husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends are betraying one another. Comrades are betraying each other. Snitching is at an all-time motherfucking high. So trust is no longer a factor in us. Exploitation is at an all-time high, comrades. People are quick to run off at their damn mouth, trying to snitch and reveal to the world your personal goddamn problems. But yet, you have the audacity to say we're about complete and constructive change. So what have we learned from the past COINTELPRO tactics? Yet, we speak of war as if it's just something to fantasize about.
The jail administration will disconnect your call in 5 minutes.
We're losing this war. and we continue to smile in defeat and propagandize our defeat as if it's something to be proud of. Getting your ass whipped by police is nothing to grandstand about. Getting your ass whooped and tased by the pigs is nothing to be fucking proud of. But we no longer plan strategically to win. You make reactionary decisions, and therefore your entire battle plan is reactionary. General Gerasi teaches, number one, to win a war, you have to threaten the establishment, cause it to panic and make serious mistakes tactically. Number two, to establish revolutionary underground apparatuses. Number three, to test the new recruits in relative security. Although the pigs are bound to infiltrate and to creep in and stay around to disrupt and dismantle the organization, but this is happening right now. 60% of all formations are being ran by the FBI and the CIA. And yet you wonder why none of us can come to a table, break some bread, and come to a united front agreement, because the pigs are running your motherfucking organizations. Many of you pathetic motherfuckers are agents, paid or unpaid. And I, the National Minister of Defense, Minister King Samir Shabazz, have no fear of any of you motherfuckers. No remorse for
the jail administration will disconnect your call in 3 minutes.
And I wish the greatest chastisement for you motherfuckers. I have been constantly among the worst kind, relationships with some of you, intimate and non-intimate. And just know I will definitely expose each and every motherfucking one of you. I wish the worst upon your family. I wish the worst upon your damn children. And I may seem harsh, but me as a leader must be even harsher than my enemy, and I should never have remorse for any of you bastards. I've been set up by a number of you motherfuckers, and a few have even died. And I say all praise is due to Allah for your death, and I pray for further destruction of your motherfucking lives and every one of you who you come in contact with. My prayer, my sacrifice, my life and my death is all for Allah and black people. But I've been kidnapped and held hostage for being who and what I am, despite what any of you think of me. So let me be an example of what a real revolutionary is supposed to be. My continuous sacrifices, struggles, and maneuvers reflect my teacher and his stance for truth and justice. So I'm held captive, because I won't be a motherfucking snitch. I won't conform. I won't bow down. I won't shuck and jive. I won't bootlick. I won't kiss Whitey's ass and let it be known to my death and after it. Even being played by the so-called justice system. Two of my motherfucking lawyers have quit. Court dates being changed whenever the fuck they feel like changing it. Being detained based on a racist judge's thoughts of me, biased prosecutors who really didn't do their motherfucking research.
The jail administration will disconnect your call in 1 minute.
So I'm saying to you, black family, get your goddamn acts together, because COINTELPRO is alive and well today. I love each and every one of you, and I hate my motherfucking enemies. Pow, what?
Black Power.
Black Power, you got the floor, Queen.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Want to get an ultimate shout out to MOD King Samir for that powerful build. And for everything he just said makes what I've been building on for these last few minutes, that much more important. So I'm going to just get to the last few points, and then we're going to close out and pass the mic to other comrades. Where we left off at was number 19, drug dependent, hard drugs, etc. This is revolutionary or reactionary mentality. I'm going to say that again. Number 19, drug dependent, hard drugs, etc. Now, we're not talking about no blunt here and there. We're talking about cocaine, codeine, lean, as they call it out here. And let's just make this point real quick, because this is some popular shit that's been going around. It's not just out here on the West Coast. What I've been hearing is it's going on all across the country. Now, some of us as revolutionaries know that these are some of the most ultimate no-nos, but at the same time, some of us would like to fall victim to it, too. That is the dumbest shit you could ever do. That is the worst thing you could ever participate in. If you are a so-called revolutionary or a member of any Black Power formation and you participate in any of the above, and like I said, I am not talking about weed, I'm not talking about a blunt and nothing like that. I'm talking about that hard shit. If any of you niggas doing any of that shit, you might as well just go kill yourself right now. Revolutionary side, number 19, does not do drugs. Leave it there. Number 20, reactionary mentality. Politically inactive, crisis-oriented, and reacts. So that basically means some of the people that like to flock to all of these rallies and demonstrations after somebody get killed, after a situation happens, but don't have no activity to participate in the meantime, in between time, no program setting up, no participating in any type of revolutionary classes, no type of political outreach to the community, any of those things, you basically just a rally panther, as we call it, somebody that just like to chase crowds and cameras. You're not really revolutionary. You just there just to be seen, just to be noted, just so you can get a reputation for being there. Number 20, revolutionary mentality. Politically active, not crisis-oriented, acts on information rather than react. So basically meaning, like, once you get information as a revolutionary, you don't just, you critically analyzing, you see what are your capabilities and the formation capabilities are in order to have a correct response, not a reaction, a correct response. Number 21, reactionary mentality, egotistical, ignorantly arrogant, has little concept of culture, feels he or she will forever be the racial underclass. Basically meaning you see the situation that Black people in and you don't want to do nothing about it. You just want to allow it to exist. It's just woe is me mentality. Everybody just against me, but you ain't doing shit about it. That's laziness. That's stupidity. That's basically allowing yourself to be carted off to the death table. 21, revolutionary mentality. Self-confidence, respect others regardless of race and culture. Now, modify that a little bit. We all know that Black people is the most oppressed people on the face of the planet. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't know that all people come from Africa, but at the same time, they have the mentality of the white man. Now, if they can't get in board and fall in line and shake that white bullshit mentality, then shit, they know they're different than a white man. They in the same section. That's all I got to say about that one. Number 22, reactionary mentality. Naive about economics, unaware of the international nature of capitalism that touches all of our lives. Number 22, revolutionary mentality. Understand the economic forces that control our lives on a social, national, and international level. Basically meaning you see how the tentacles of capitalism has been oppressing our people across the entire globe since white motherfuckers created the idea of private property. Standing, we have to struggle against all forms of oppression, capitalism, and imperialism on the face of the planet. But if you don't understand that that's going on, then you wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know how to react and respond to it on a righteous basis. So that's why it's vitally important to understand what situation we're in as a people economically and dealing with these white motherfuckers and why we must take off on the white man. Number 23. Reactionary mentality, subjective and emotional in decisions and actions. Revolutionary mentality, 23, rational in decisions and actions. Now, basically, going back to the reactionary side, some of us have the mentality of a white woman in the sense of unsatisfied, never know what way to go, indecisive. Oh, I'm stuck. I don't know how to think for self. Like, all of that is counter-revolutionary and bullshit. It must be eradicated out of our souls if we are to be revolutionaries on a righteous basis. Number 24, which is the last point on E, reactionary mentality. Rewards, yes, people. Number 24 on the revolutionary side. Rewards merit and achievement. Now, on the reactionary side, yes, people, meaning people that only want to be around you and just want to give you kudos and a pat on the back just because they want to be up under you or they want what you have and they think just by being next to you, that's how they're going to get it. And you can suck it all up because all you want is that fake, what's it called, that false pride. You want that false buildup, you know, and all of the flowery words and stuff. That's all you're looking for. You're not really looking for actual goals. You're not looking for actual change. But on the revolutionary side, when people actually do things that deserve to be acknowledged, then that's what is done. You know, you have to put in the work. You have to physically actively do it in order to actually be acknowledged for it. And just because you do it doesn't mean you're going to always be acknowledged for it. You should be happy and fine with just being a revolutionary and knowing that you're taking off on the enemy by any means necessary. Now, the reason why these are so important, because that's the end of that section, the reason why it's so important is because it's a guideline to show us how to stay on point on a basic level. It's just basic. This is not hard rocket science. This is not the tip of the mountain is nowhere near. This is just basic information. Reason why is because there's always room for growth and development, and there's always room to create another way of doing things. So that's why it's so important to stay on point and to not only just follow these, but at the same time be aware of them for anybody that might be around or joining the formation or trying to participate. They might express some of these same mentalities, and some of these same mentalities double over as agent provocateur mentalities. So we have to always stay on point, and we have to watch out for our surroundings, not just from ourselves in that vantage point, but also other individuals. We are actively here to not just be revolutionary in a push line, but also to make sure that the revolution is actually successful, meaning anybody that displays these types of mentalities can ultimately corrode and destroy what we are building as revolutionaries, and that's something that we have to actively struggle and fight against every second of the day. So that's all I want to say. Much respect to every comrade on the line. Black power, all power to the people. Black power.
All right, we're going to hear from the National Minister of Public Relations, either rep is in the building. Don't forget, if you have a question, comment, something you want to add to the conversation, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments.
Black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me, family?
Black power, hear you loud and clear, sir.
Yes, sir. Black power. Black power. This is Ida Ref, Minister of Public Relations of Black Riders Liberation Party, calling out of Oakland, California. I want to give a salute and shout out to Comrade Dallas Bourne for giving us the opportunity to get our voice out there and reach out to people for recruitment, reach out to people to educate them, and reach out to the people to keep them aware about these conditions that's plaguing our community. I want to give a shout out to our Minister of Defense, the comrade who's captured, caught alive from behind enemy lines, right from the belly of the beast. Minister of Defense, Comrade King Shamir Shabazz. I want to give a shout out to our leader, Chief Theoretician, General Taco, taking all capitalists out. But I want to give a shout out to everybody that's called the line. I want to give a shout out to Chief of Staff, Lala Shakur. You know, everybody been dropping bombs, you know what I'm saying? Atomic bombs, you know what I'm saying? On the show so far, as far as I've been tuned in. I'm not going to be too long, but I'm going to be too black and too strong. Our two-pronged strategy, which is very important right now because we're closing this month and starting the next month of Black Revolutionary History Month, known as Black August. You know, we got it's very important to us because our organization, foundation, is the unification of street tribes inside the prison industrial complex. You know what I'm saying? So this is how we was able to create this founding, this freedom fighting formation, off of the principles of the Black Panther Party and other liberation formations that preceded them. Our two-pronged strategy is to turn the prisons into hit universities of revolutionary thought, schools of thought, and training grounds, you know? And our other part within that two-pronged strategy is to take the TERFs, the apartment complex, the projects, the streets, you know, create these into communes, bases of operations for revolutionary action and activity, serve the people with the direct needs of food, clothing, shelter, education, protection, security, health care, you know, the basic needs of people become more receptive to revolution and adhere to the policies and look at this struggle as their own, because this is for all oppressed black people. This is about liberation. This is about self-determination. This is about community control. You know what I'm saying? So within that, you know what I mean, we had a Black Break the Lock program, which is recently expanded. We're operating somewhat of like a – we're counseling a lot of people who are coming on arrival, getting out of prison, you know, try to make sure that we re-enter them back in society and give them a vehicle to operate and to channel their revolutionary rage, you know what I'm saying, and not fall to the wayside to the culture of self-destructive reactionary mentality, things that was just listed that was on our mini manual that was just illustrated or just explained for our chief of staff, Lala Shakur. Within this, you know, we have the Black Riders, Black Power, the book draw. You know, the book draw is a part of, you know, flooding the sales, flooding the prison industrial complex and the concentration camps with revolutionary literature. You know what I'm saying? So while we do that thing, we're doing the same thing on the streets. You know, we're pushing very hard with this required reading list, you know. Basically, you know, making sure that people is sharp theoretically, ideologically, and even practically. You're not going to really understand what's going on if you study what happened back then and how it relates to right now, you know, based off of what happened with the original Black Panther Party, what happened with Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey's formation and other maroon societies that have been fighting against colonization, enslavement for hundreds of years. We're following that tradition, you know? And you won't see yourself as following that tradition if you don't study. If you're not reading these things, you're going to think that you'll be poisoned by external contradictions or things that surrounding you make you feel like revolution is not getting, like people ain't getting off. You know, you gonna look at the news every once in a while off the you know the fascist media machine, thinking that, you know, we just victims and there ain't no response being met, you know what I'm saying, to the opposing side, to fascism. And it makes it seem as if the state, the imperialism, and the U.S. government is just untouchable and has a prestige. So a lot of this, when we study successful revolutions around the world, and we look at ourselves internationally, we look at ourselves as a small community of colonies of people who struggled against these the same dog that's extracting the resources all over the world, the same black people at the bottom of the caste system, which is the majority of the people on the planet. If you don't look at yourself in that situation, you're going to look at yourself as in a narrow African, quote-unquote, in America, thinking that, you know, that all there is what's going on within the confines of these colonies, and you're not going to be able to identify with every single strike lost. Without no further ado, I'm going to just go straight into it, man. The rules of discipline, the guidelines of discipline for every comrade. Point two, it states that each comrade must develop and maintain consistent study habits of the local / global political and socioeconomic environment. This includes any and all publication available, from books to newspapers to magazines, that will help to give social consciousness. All materials, the science of the struggle, they're dealing with the science of the enemy. So this is point two on the rules of discipline. You know, this is what we apply to instill the discipline to carry out the duties and maintain our position of revolutionary politics and continue to struggle. Now, with this book draw, with the required reading list, you know, we're developing a way we can, a checks and balances type of thing, that we can see where people are at with their understanding of what they're actually doing, right? We don't want to be accused of just sending people out to the slaughter, you know, like they don't know what they're getting themselves into, like we ain't studied these same things. You know, we all know what's up, and we would think we all know what's up, but now we're going to find out. Motherfuckers going to get this work. We're going to see where they at. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, if they just read this shit, it ain't going to just be no conversation. People got to write book reports. People got to write reports and find some type of synthesis of what they study, so we can know that people is learning and exchanging information and steel is really sharpening steel. So this is what the required reading list is all about. We have basic aims. These are the basic aims of not just the required reading list, but all study. And this is in the mini manual, the Black Riders Liberation Party mini manual. It goes as is. Number one, to acquire true knowledge of self through participating in African-centered educational processes that is rooted in the unique and involved culture of African people. As descendants of African slaves here in America, we have a history that predates our Holocaust of enslavement. Every group of people possess their own unique culture and history that distinguishes them from others and serves as a basis of their authentic history and culture. Our aim is to participate in an African-centered educational process designed to reconnect us to our authentic history and culture. The authentic history and culture will enlighten us as to who we are, where we come from, what direction we should be traveling in, and how to get where we should be going. There's an ancient African proverb that says, don't look where you fell, look where you slipped. It goes hand in hand with the principle of Sankofa, looking back while moving forward. This is just the laws of the universe that we got to adhere to and continue to reconstruct the balance of the universe, because it's been tampered with by this devil who thinks he's God, known as the white man. Number two, we study to redefine, embrace, and actualize new concepts of African manhood and womanhood from an African-centered perspective. Our African ancestors throughout history have set the most profound examples of what African manhood and womanhood should be. Due to our miseducation, we have unfortunately adopted and accepted definitions of manhood and womanhood that fail to prepare us to deal effectively with the reality of our struggle. Thus, we have adult males and females that are ill-equipped to produce anything beneficial for our children, people, and communities. Our aim is to redefine, embrace, and actualize new concepts of African manhood and womanhood that will enable us to effectively develop, serve, and protect our people and our communities. Number three, to facilitate the re-socialization of young African women and men through a study agenda that accurately defines and clarifies the political, socioeconomic, cultural reality of African people. We have been socialized to adopt, accept, actualize a slave mentality that suppresses our ability to cease thinking and behaving as second-class citizens. The education we've received has taught us to live as second-class citizens in this society. The media has bombarded us with images of our clownism, dysfunctional living, and powerlessness within our community. The religious institutions we patronize teach us to be passive and docile. The average African living in America is ignorant of our true political, social, and economic reality. Thus, we are unable to systematically and permanently organize ourselves for self-determination. Our aim is to re-socialize ourselves through a study agenda that clarifies and accurately defines our reality so that we can execute a struggle, a successful liberation struggle. Ties into what the Black Coffee Program, a point that says we ride for education that teaches the true history of the decadent American society, that teaches us our true history so we can know our role in modern day society. Point four, number four within our aims, our basic aims of study and the required reading list, is to impregnate the African mind with the highly spiritual, moral, and ethical principles of our ancestors. As a people, we have became disconnected from the spiritual, moral, ethical principles of our ancestors. Our ancestors left us with rich spiritual legacy that must be learned, embraced, and practiced if we are ever to become liberated as a people. We cannot claim to be spiritually healthy people when our communities are overrun with blight. Our aim is to impregnate the minds with the spiritual legacy of our ancestors as we utilize this legacy as a guiding force within our cultural or within our revolutionary struggle. So, you know, our ideology of African intercommunalism, you know, as crafted out, mapped out by Tishan and leader General Taco, taking all capitalists out, inspired and developed from the ideology created by Dr. Huey P. Newton, known as intercommunalism. We learned it from the perspective of his student or another scholar and student of that school of thought, General George Jackson, you know, coming from the prison movement's perspective. We understand that we understand cultural imperialism. We understand that we've been stripped of our culture, our morals, our values, our traditions, and this is something that has to be reconstructed. But that alone is not going to set us free. This is just a way we can utilize methods of freeing ourselves and to understand that the most fiercest warriors walking the planet, the universe, is us, is African people, is melanated people, you know what I'm saying? So we got to plant these seeds of struggle, of civilization within the African mind, man, to combat the psychological slave mentality. Number five, to cultivate and prepare young African men and women to assume roles of leadership within the African community. Every generation of people must assume leadership roles and prepare for the next generation to carry on the legacy. As leaders, everything we do must set the standard for what is acceptable and what's not within our communities. We must be living examples of strength, intelligence, honor, discipline, togetherness, faith, and resistance. In demonstrating that right conduct, we must teach, cultivate, and prepare our youth to do the same. Our aim is to become revolutionary leaders and instill these same leadership qualities in our young African men and women. Now, when we're talking about leadership, right, Marcus Garvey told us that leadership means everything, pain, blood, and death. That's all I want to say today and leave y'all with. I want to say black power and all power to black people, black oppressed people in particular. power.